All right, good morning. Welcome, everybody. CCP to convene December 13th, 2023 at 8:30. And we'll start with a roll call. I'll hand it over to Becky.
Chief Dickinson.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Leal.
Did you say Leal?
Here.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yes, I just didn't hear you.
Okay, I'll try to speak louder. District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel for Mrs. Zimmer, here.
Public Defender Kane.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Interim Director Burrows.
Here.
Chief Terry. Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Murillo.
Adonia Sandoval, proxy for Leal Burrow.
Here. Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Chief Workforce Development Officer Ellis.
Candy Getman here for Aaron Ellis.
Superintendent Minda Burro.
Deborah Blake for John Burro.
And Victim Services Coordinator Kingston.
Here.
All right. We have a quorum. We'll start with the consent agenda. All items listed with the CA are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask any questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before action is taken. Staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. So for consent, it's items CA1, CA5, and CA6. Offer any public comment on the consent agenda. All right, seeing none, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
All right.
Corson, second.
We have a motion and a second, and we'll take a vote. Ayes, nays, yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Any abstentions? All right, consent agenda is approved. Move on to item number 2, which are public presentations. And the public is provided the opportunity to comment on agenda items at the time those agenda items are discussed by the CCP. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the CCP on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. CCP members may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification and through the CCP make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff to report back to the CCP at a later meeting. So is there anyone that would like to make a public presentation? All right, seeing none, move over to item number 3, which is chairperson's report. I would just like to start off by welcoming Allison Burrows, interim director for BHRS. Welcome, and glad to have you here. And then secondly, I know he's not here today, but I'd like to thank GK from County Council's office on behalf of this board for his many years of service to the CCP and to the county, as he maybe is already off into retirement or is headed off into retirement.
He's currently on leave.
Okay.
I'll relay the message to him.
Great. Yeah, just wanted to acknowledge his work on the CCP and with the county. And then lastly, I'll just announce that growth funds, AB 109 growth funds, came in higher than expected. And so we will have an additional $991,129 to consider at the March meeting. I'm sure something will go out for that. So it came in a little higher than what we had anticipated and planned for at the last meeting. All right. Moving on to item number 4, which is the CCP committee member announcements or reports. Anyone have anything to report?
I'm willing to hold that $1 million if you'd like.
Very good. At least we have one responsible party willing to take on that.
I may not be at the next meeting.
He even added $100,000 to that, too.
That's true. He's a pro, for sure. All right. We'll move on to item number 7 now, which are funding proposals for 2022-2023 109 growth funds. And departments who submitted will have an opportunity to present and discuss proposals for the growth funds, which were planned for 569-694. And I think we have behavioral health that submitted something, so
yes.
turn it over to Allison.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take that. So Behavioral Health Department is requesting $50,000 of growth funds. We are hoping to use $30,000 of that to allow for the transitioning of our staffing and over to the Laredo Receiving Facility from Central Receiving. We're going to need to purchase some office furniture and equipment and get some IT pieces installed as well. We've also been able to fill some positions that hadn't previously been filled, so there's additional equipment needed for those staffing as well. In addition to that, we're requesting $20,000 for training for motivational interviewing and dialectical behavioral therapy. So both of these are found to be effective working with those with criminogenic needs. We've had a lot of staff turnover, and every time the staffing changes, we need to make sure that they're getting the training that they need. These are large-scale trainings, and we'd be happy to invite community partners as well to participate in those trainings. So it's $30,000 for the office furniture is the recommendation, and $20,000 for the training piece with a total of $50,000.
Thank you for that. Any questions from the committee for Director Burroughs? Then there were no other submissions, so the recommendation would be that we request to allocate growth funds to the CBO fund for future programs and services. The remainder of what is approved for BHRS, which would be $519,694. So those are the two recommendations for the growth funds. Are there any questions from the committee about those proposals? If not, I'll take a motion.
Motion, Kinzel.
Motion is to recommend to the executive committee, and I'll second.
Yes, sir. Motion is, yes, thank you, Chair Gunblood. The motion is to make a recommendation to the executive committee, yes. We have a motion and a second, and I'll entertain any public comment. I see no public comment on this. We'll go to a roll call vote, and I'll hand it over to Becky.
Chief Dickinson.
Aye.
Board Executive Officer Liu.
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Interim Director Burroughs.
Yes.
Chief Terry. Administrator Olvera.
Yes.
Sorry. Director Murillo.
Vanya Sanipal for Director Murillo, yes.
Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Chief Workforce Development Officer Ellis.
Campy Getman, yes. For Aaron Ellis.
Thank you. Superintendent Mindaguro.
Deborah Plank for John Mindaguro, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Bates.
Yes.
All right. The motion has passed. Thank you. Move on to item number 8, which is our annual Board of State and Community Corrections 23-24 Community Corrections Partnership Survey. For receipt of $200,000 in AB 109 planning funds. And we have a presentation by Lindy May from the Probation Department.
Good morning, CCP members. Lindy May, Kern County Probation. The BSCC survey is completed every year through collaboration between Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, the Sheriff's Office, and the Probation Department. The survey is due on Friday, December 15th, 2023, and the completion and submission of the survey provides the CCP with $200,000 in funding. I would like to take a brief moment to review the goals that we have included in Part A, as these are the goals that we continue to make progress on each year. One goal was to increase substance use disorder treatment for offenders in Kern County. Services to the AB 109 population have increased in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. To strengthen the availability and effectiveness of substance use disorder treatment programs, the new RFP developed in 2022 increased the length of stay from 120 days to 180 days in sober living environments. This marks a 60-day increase from the prior CBO contracts. Another goal was to continue to provide funding opportunities for community-based organizations for reentry services to the criminal justice population in Kern County. The current CBO contracts became effective on January 1st, 2023, and will remain so through December 31st, 2025. A total allocation of $7,993,642 was awarded to 10 CBO providers focusing on the following service areas: sober living environment, education, vocation, and employment services, case management, and other evidence-based programs or best practices aimed at reducing recidivism. The goal for this fiscal year is to increase class and programming availability to the incarcerated population. Despite the difficulties presented by COVID-19 to our community partners, there has been a slow increase in curriculum availability, and the student-to-instructor ratio has increased to allow more participants to receive services. The report highlights how in-custody programs provided by KCSO have shown to have a positive impact on recidivism. In addition, KCSO provides evidence-based programs and validated assessment tools that were used to place 53 participants into the in-custody matrix and the residential substance abuse treatment programs, also known as RSAP, with 30 successful graduates. The Gateway program through BHRS offers EV-109 individuals the resources needed to get connected with substance use disorder services and treatment. Through this program, the average number of individuals in STD treatment increased 34% during the fiscal year. Over the course of the 2022 to 2023 fiscal year, the Probation Department's Day Reporting Center, or DRC, provided services to 275 active participants with a total of 30 participant completions, including the first completion of the new 52-week Batterers Intervention Program, or VIP, that was piloted in July 2022. To continue to meet the needs of participants, the Probation Department has increased the DRC program capacity for the court-ordered VIP program from 10 to 15 active participants. Part B of the survey shows the allocations for the CCP organizations and how they were dispersed for programs and services. And lastly, the remainder of the survey highlights some success stories from within these programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindy. Any questions from the board?
Thank you.
No questions. All right. We'll entertain a motion to make a recommendation to Executive Committee to approve submission of the survey and authorize staff to make non-substantive changes prior to submission.
Question so moved. Referral to executive.
Thank you.
Kinzel, second.
We have a motion and a second from Kinzel. Corson and Kinzel on that. Any public comment on this item? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, the motion has passed. That brings us to item number 9, which is the announcement of our next CCP meeting. It'll be Wednesday, March 13th, 2024 at 8:30 a.m. in the same location. And with that, we'll adjourn from CCP. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Now we'll go ahead and convene to Executive Committee at 8:44, and we'll start with a roll call vote.
Chief Dickinson?
Here.
Board Executive Officer Neal?
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer?
Kinzel for Zimmer, here.
Public Defender King?
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Here.
Interim Director Burrow?
Here.
And Chief Terry?
All right, we have a quorum. So item number 1 is the minutes from the September 13th meeting. That approval is going to have to be delayed until the next CCP meeting because I made a boo-boo last time, and we'll get to that with number 5. So we'll move on to number 2, public presentations. Seeing none, move on to number 3, Executive Committee member announcements or reports. All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on to item number 4. Which is a request to amend agreement 682-2022 with One Door Community Resources and Recovery Center, and a recommendation by full CCP regarding request to amend agreement 678-2022. So take a motion to, the change was they changed their address, so we've got to change it on the agreement. So take a motion to approve recommendation by full CCP and authorize chair to submit to Board of Supervisors for approval.
Could you say the number, the agreement, the number?
Yep, 682-2022.
That's not what I heard, so that's why I wanted to clarify.
Oh, wait, time out. There's two different numbers on here. Let me see here. The second number listed is 678.
That's what I heard first.
Yeah. There's one on the line item and then one in the body. Looks like on the full CCP, they were both listed as 682-2022. Let me see here.
Did you
I have it right here. Yeah, it looks like on the document provided in your packets, it's listed as 682-2022. We're going to go with that as the correct one. So the recommendation by the full CCP regarding request to amend agreement 682-2022, approve the recommendation by the full CCP and authorize chair to submit to Board of Supervisors for approval.
Motion.
Have a motion.
Second, Kinzel.
On a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. All right, motion carries. Now we'll go to number five. So number five is a revote on agenda item number four from September 13th, 2023 CCP meeting. It's a retroactive MOU for the street interdiction team. And so last time when we met, I was trying to break TR's record for short meetings, and I didn't take a motion or a second, and we just went straight to a roll call vote, which everyone voted in favor of, but it technically requires a motion and a second, so that's why we're back here to officially vote on it again.
Motion, Youngblood.
Motion.
Second, Kinzel.
Second, Kinzel. And we'll do all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none. All right. Got it right this time. Now we'll move to item number six, which are the funding proposals for the 22-23 109 growth funds. These were the ones recommended by the full CCP and to authorize chair to submit to Board of Supervisors for approval. Take a motion on that.
Motion, Kinzel.
Second, Burns.
We have a motion and a second. And we'll do a roll call vote on this one, Becky.
You have to ask for a public
comment. Oh, any public comment? Thank you, Becky. Seeing none. All right, we'll do a roll call vote.
Chief Dickinson.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Liu.
Epstein.
District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender King.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Interim Director Burrow.
Yes.
And Chief Terry.
All right, motion carries. Takes us to item number seven, BSCC fiscal year 23-24 Community Corrections Partnership Survey for receipt of $200,000 in 109 planning funds. The recommendation from the full CCP was to the survey responses to be submitted, and I'll ask for a motion to approve submission of the survey and authorize staff to make non-substantive changes prior to submission.
Motion, Kinzel.
Youngblood.
Motion and a second. Any public comment? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. All right, motion carries. Item number eight, next executive committee meeting will be Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, immediately following full CCP right here. And with that, we'll adjourn as the committee at 8:50.